You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Now here's Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, with an update of this week's weather forecast.
The statewide average temperature for July so far is 71 degrees, about 4 degrees below average. The statewide average rainfall is 1.4 inches and 30% above average for this part of July. Amounts of 2 to 4 inches or more were common in the northern half of the state. Meanwhile, amounts were closer to an inch or less in the southern half of the state. With the cooler and wetter weather, soil moisture remains high in much of northern and central Illinois and a little drier in southern Illinois. The National Weather Service forecast for this weekend and next week indicates warm weather this weekend before cooling off next week. Highs on Saturday and Sunday will range from the low 80s in northern Illinois to the low 90s in southern Illinois. More rain is expected over the weekend. Rainfall amounts will be heaviest in northern Illinois with a potential of 2 to 3 inches, while an inch or less is expected in central and southern Illinois. Monday through Thursday will be cooler with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s in northern Illinois and the upper 70s and low 80s in southern Illinois. Overnight lows will get down into the 50s in northern and central Illinois and close to 60 in southern Illinois. Things will start to warm up again by next weekend. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Our thanks, of course, go to Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for his update of the weekly weather forecast. Now, here are the way the numbers settled for the week in Chicago at the CME Group. Friday to Friday changes. The high for the corn this week at $4.13¼. The overall low at $3.94. The trading week session settlement price at $3.99¾, down 17 and a quarter cents in the July corn from the previous week. It and the December corn contract both gapped lower on the week. December at $3.84¾, down 30 and a half cents. Soybeans traded to a high of $11.86 in the July contract, the low at $12.49¼. Settlement price there at $12.94¾. July futures down 92 cents. November bean futures gapped weekly lower at about just half a cent, $10.75 in the November contract. The settlement price down 58.5 cents. July soybean meal at $4.21.80, down $25.20. July bean oil at $36.71, finished $1.85 lower. Soft red winter wheat in the July or harvest month contract down 53¼ cents from the previous Friday settlement at $5.14¾ per bushel, and the July hard red at $6.34½, finished 62¾ lower than it did on the previous Friday. Outside down was posted in the live cattle futures August contract. It finished at $149.12½ for the week, off $5.87½. The August feeders at $210.37½ per 100 pounds, finished $7.25 lower, and lean hogs in the August at $128.67½, down $2.92½. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.